So ask a young dad in America what's the most alarming question his children have ever asked him about what's going on in the world around them.
It's so hard to not feel like it never will end. Day after day, you know, Tyree King, Terrence Crutcher, Keith Lamont Scott, it's just, it feels like it never will end.
Jeff Chang's new book, We Gonna Be All Right, Notes on Race and Resegregation, is a series of essays that struggles to understand why America seems to go backwards in the pursuit of racial justice, even as it has moments of clarity. Is Jeff Chang optimistic? What do you think?
Some places segregation never ended, but in a lot of ways, the narrative is about retrenchment, about going back, in other words, 50 years. The last national consensus we had for racial justice was in 1965. And since that time, what we've seen is sort of a rise and fall of desegregation efforts. So I'm not just talking about housing. I'm talking about schooling. I'm talking about all the indices that we can see in terms of health, wealth, income, obviously incarceration, of course, the key policing and extrajudicial murders of black people, which have spawned the movement for black rights and now drawn us back into this moment where most Americans feel concerned about race relations, you know, for the first time since 1992 and before that, 1965.
You love history.
I do.
I'm a geek.
I'm a nerd
all,
for it.
It's all over this book.
Yes.
I'm just wondering if we look back in history, this is the American pattern. Centuries of slavery, the Civil War, an enormous slaughter, then a emancipation, that's over, then decades of terrorism and death on racial terms meted out by whites against blacks in the Jim Crow period.
Yeah. After a period of Reconstruction.
Right.
Right, yeah.
A moment, an eye blink of Reconstruction.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the Civil Rights Movement, an eye blink of reconciliation, let's call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then poof, when that's done, decades until the present moment of quietly, you know, I think we all would rather live by ourselves.
Hmm.
What's not being addressed, do you think, in America that we have these episodes of little peaks and then lots of valley?
Yeah, I call it the cycle of crisis, the crisis cycle. There's sort of a backlash. There's an action. There's a crisis. There's a reaction. There's a backlash that comes in. And then there's a sense of complacency and a sense of exhaustion that sets in. And so we had this little moment, right? Maybe the month before Barack Obama was elected to January 1st when Oscar Grant's killed by a policeman in Oakland, California, that can be called the post-racial period, right? In which there's optimism, there's sort of exuberance, there's a feeling that we're actually moving forward. But I definitely feel as if it has to do with us not wanting to look at what it is that we do around this, not wanting to resolve the underlying questions of racial justice. I'm somebody who believes very strongly in the culture as the place to help us figure out how to move things forward.
So ignore the national election?
No, not
ignore
at all.
Donald Trump?
No,
ignore the silliness of the rhetoric?
No, not at all. I'm saying, you know, to work in communities is what inspires me, to see people coming together in communities trying to figure this out on a personal level, on a one-to-one type of level. And that during periods where the politics of the situation feels untenable, it feels like completely stalemated, it doesn't feel like anything can actually pass. That's why we have to be able to have cultural interventions to be able to continue to help us think and dream about what we can move towards.
But people say the election is about not thinking. The election is about fear. The election is about...
It is. And, I think
that's a sign that we're going backwards.
I think that's absolutely the case. I think that those are the dominant forces, but I think that the forces of folks who are interested in the good can see this as a moment to be able to organize and be able to move things forward. We see housing segregation as gentrification. We see school segregation as the achievement gap. And these are absolutely good frames, and they help to tell us what is a part of what's going on. But if we talk about gentrification, we're missing all the people who get displaced, who moved to suburbs like Ferguson or Sanford, Florida, where Trayvon Martin was killed, right? If we talk about school segregation in terms of the achievement gap, we're missing what's been happening with the increasing racial isolation of different groups, whites on the one hand, and then blacks and Latinos on the other hand. And so we've got to be able to see this as something that, as it did in the 60s, forced us to be able to address these questions as something that's really, really critical as we move forward to becoming a majority-minority country.
You got kids?
I do, and this is
what do they ask? What do they ask?
What are right?
What's the most hopeful question your kids asked? What's the most alarming question your kids have asked?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think the most alarming question that they have is, you know, will this ever end? Which is, I think, it's so hard to not feel like it never will end, day after day. You know, Tyree King, Terrence Crutcher, Keith Lamont Scott. It feels like it never will end. But what I think gives me hope is the fact that they're able to form these deep connections and friendships and relationships, look out for each other in ways that maybe, you know, some of us in the older generation never were able to.
Author, artist Jeff Chang. The title of the book is
We Gonna Be All Right.
From Your Mouth to God's Ears, buddy. Thanks so much.
Thank you.